ladies from Quan Quan Farm in Whately, I got to show you something. Because you, on your Facebook page, have Wildlife Wednesday, sort of like Throwback Thursday. I was at the Montague Book Mill the other day, and lo and behold, just sitting there looking at us.
Oh my goodness, the wise old owl.
Oh, how beautiful.
It's a screech owl that was just sitting. It was like as far away from you are to me, like just sitting in a tree in the middle of the day looking at us.
Probably waiting to get a book.
Yeah, probably. Owls are supposedly smart, right? Get a book. Books you don't need in a place you can't find.
That's right.
Unless you're an owl. But Quan Quan Farm has a trail cam set up, and I'm here with Janelle Wilkins and Leslie Harris from Quan Quan Farm and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks. Tell me about what kind of exciting stuff you've seen on your trail cam and what you put up every Wildlife Wednesday.
Well, our trail cams show everyone from the smallest little mouse hopping around on our beaver dam to megafauna, like you like to call them, like bears and bobcats, coyotes. Of course, our family of beavers, for you know, of which we are most fond.
It's their dam.
It is their dam.
It's their dam.
They have a dam.
All.
They have a series of dams. Am I allowed to say that? Can
sure.
I say dam?
Yep. You can say both of them. But anyway, Quan Quan is an amazing farm and resource for events and farm events, including Taste the View, which is this Thursday. That is a benefit for CESA. I've gone to that, and it's very likely Professora Belmonte and I will be going.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were a definite yes.
Not
so
yet,
we're excited.
We're probable yes if we can convince our children to watch our young child.
Okay.
But Quan Quan does amazing things year-round. I've gone blueberry picking there on the 4th of July. Right now, you've got what going on?
We are picking apples right now,
yep.
And we are a pick-your-own specialist. There is no other use for our fruit besides making sure it goes home with people who are happy to come and pick it.
Then there is the barn that has been beautifully refurbished, and there's amazing events there. Tell me about some of the types of events that go on there and types of events you'd like to see happening.
Yeah, so we mostly do weddings, but we also do some fundraisers, like the wonderful Taste of the View event that we have on Thursday.
What has that event space meant for the business of the farm?
It's perfect for a farm where you might lose a crop. We lost our entire peach crop, like everybody did
yeah.
in New England last year. And that was a huge loss for us. But having a steady income source like the event space really helps preserve, keeps the land in agriculture.
And Monty, the other thing too, from a community standpoint, this gives people a hands-on experience. Like they get to go pick your own apples. And there's so many people that might even have had gone to a wedding there. People have gotten married 6 years ago when they started doing weddings, and they come back with their families.
I thought you were going to say they come back with their second spouse.
No, I'm talking
that
the
first
children.
Wedding was terrible. I want to get married here, so I got a divorce.
See, the thing is, you get married at Quan Quan Farm, and it's so beautiful that you stay together forever.
Yeah,
it really is. It really is a fairy tale. But no, they come back with their children, and it's fantastic to see.
Quan Quan is the most fun farm name to say. Quan Quan. It sounds like something a goose would say. It reminds me of the the town on the East Coast, Seekonk, which just sounds like a bird noise. What does Quan Quan mean?
Well, Quan Quan was the name of a Native American fellow who used to live around this area. And there was a time in the 1920s when it was sort of the colonial revival and it was sort of fashionable to name things after Native Americans. And that's when Quan Quan Farm was born in the 1920s as a big dairy farm. And it was the first time it was ever named Quan Quan Farm. So Quan Quan's name, the historical figure's name, appears on, for instance, the deed to the town of Hatfield. He was an actual person who lived in the area. And then I think that in the 20s, they sort of latched onto that name. It's fun to watch people spell it and pronounce it.
Q-U-O-N-T.
No.
No?
Q-U-O-N. Q-U-O-N-T.
Oh, Quan.
Quan Quan.
Quan. So I shouldn't say Quan Quan.
No,
I should say
shouldn't.
Quan Quan.
That's
I really
right.
hit that last
hit the last T. You're the
yeah,
professional
right.
here.
Monty, if anybody is interested in attending CESA's biggest fundraiser and only fundraiser of the year.
At
Quan Quan Farm. We have tickets available. They can go to buylocalfood.org and buy tickets for next Thursday night, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the best venue in town.
Devon Whitney Deal and Janelle Wilkins and Leslie Harris from Quan Quan Farm. See, I'm now going to hit that T sound really hard.